KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 57. Winds out of the north, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 39. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 58. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
This Saturday, it's Spring Discount Day at Baumgars. That means 17% off almost everything that isn't already on sale. Baumgars has even extended their hours so you can't be late. Open all day from 7:30 to 8. It's one of the best shopping and savings events of the year. Save on everything you need this Saturday only. Discount Day. Family owned for over 75 years. We'll always have
what you need.
Crumbaker Oil and Feed in Beloit, formerly Schamburg Oil, is the place to stop for all your top quality fuel products, new tires, tire repair, and quality customer service. But don't forget, Crumbaker Oil also has convenience items, including ice, sodas, snacks, and more. And they also have dog and cat food. And at Crumbaker Feed, they carry Hubbard feed products, stock tanks, and much more. They're your one-stop shop at Crumbaker Oil and Feed, located on West Highway 24 in Beloit.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Governor Laura Kelly signed House Bill 2536, establishing the Support, Opportunity, Unity, and Legal Family Legal Permanency Option, also known as SOL, a fourth pathway for children 16 years or older in foster care to obtain legal permanency via a custodian of their choice. Every child deserves to live in a safe household with responsible adults who care about their well-being, said the governor. With this fourth pathway, we can ensure more children have a say in the environment they grow up in and the adults who are raising them. This legislation is transformational for Kansas kids. Previously, children in custody of the Kansas Department of Children and Families, otherwise known as DCF, had three pathways for permanency: adoption, reintegration, and appointment of a custodian. Now children will have the ability to choose someone they trust to raise them as they enter adulthood. The SOL Family Permanency Option means that young people who are aging out of foster care will be empowered to select the circle of caring adults who will help them as they move into adulthood, said Kansas Department of Children and Family Secretary Laura Howard. It is a culmination of more than 2 years of collaborative efforts that place those with lived experiences at the center of the discussion in their efforts to ensure that youth coming after them had options beyond permanent custodian or another planned permanent living arrangement. When young people with lived foster care experience spoke, the legislature listened with overwhelming support of the SOL bill. This additional permanency option gives youth the freedom to select their SOL family, providing the security and stability needed as they approach adulthood, said Kansas State Representative Susan Concannon of District 107. Concannon went on to say, "This is a game changer, and I'm so proud Kansas is the first state to pass this innovative approach to permanency." To read more about the SOL program, including House Bill 2536 and other news from the state legislature, go to our website, kdcountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia Osmer Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Downs Lion Club is having an annual White Elephant Benefit Auction coming up tomorrow evening, Friday, April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Downs Memorial Hall. Free donuts and bottled water. Proceeds from benefit auction fund local projects such as local youth summer baseball and softball, vision support for locals in need, other community programs and events. Lions Club members are looking for donations of new or used items as well as baked goods for the sale. Plan to attend as local auctioneers help everyone find a bargain. Drop off your donations, baked goods, etc. at Downs Memorial Hall tomorrow, anytime after 10 a.m. until auction time. If you have any questions, contact Alan at 545-6908 or Jared 454-3323. Enjoy breakfast at the VFW Hall, post 6242 at 102 East South Street in Beloit this Sunday, April 21st, serving breakfast from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Menu includes waffles, sausage patties, ham, scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, fresh fruit, coffee, and juice. Donations go towards the purchase of food and supports local scholarships.
That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
The 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Called strike three. Game over. Royals win. The Royals come from behind and beat the White Sox 4-2.
The Royals taking game one of a doubleheader with the White Sox on Wednesday before losing the second game in the afternoon and evening. We'll have more on the doubleheader coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, a look at today's schedule, the NBA play-in tournament continuing, and a NBA player has been banned for life. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school sports today, the Beloit baseball team and softball teams will both be at Southeast of Saline. They're actually in different locations, though, on the baseball field due to the field conditions in Gypsum. The games will be at Matson Field in Salina this afternoon. The doubleheader starts at 3 o'clock, and Beloit softball will still be in Gypsum at Southeast of Saline at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And baseball also today, Sylvan Lucas Lincoln hosting Kinsley, 4 o'clock doubleheader start time, and the Sylvan Lucas softball team hosting Republic County this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And golf today, the Beloit Invitational at 3 o'clock. Beloit, Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center from the area are competing there. You can find the full schedules for spring sports at ncksports.com. I start at the beginning of this sportscast. The Royals split their doubleheader with the White Sox in Chicago on Wednesday. The Royals took the first game 4-2, trailing 2-1 in the eighth. Salvador Perez had a two-run homer to put Casey up 3-2, and Hunter Renfroe added a solo homer for insurance in the ninth. James MacArthur finished off the ninth for the fourth save of the season. The Royals moved to 6-0 against the White Sox with the game one win, but Chicago finally broke the spell with a 2-1 win in game two of the doubleheader, leading 1-0 into the sixth. The White Sox got a solo homer from Gavin Sheets to go up 2-0. A ground out by Renfroe scored Nick Lofton in the seventh for the only Royals run. They were held to just 5 hits for the game. Royals manager Matt Quatero on the split for the day and the road trip as a whole.
Well, it's nice to win this series. You know, I feel like, you know, we feel like we left one out there. Didn't do a whole lot offensively in either game, really, until the late, you know, the homers obviously helped us in game one. But overall, you know, we played five really tight games on this trip. You know, to come out of here with the series win and a 500 road trip is better than the alternative.
Kansas City now 12-7 on the season after going 3-3 on the road trip. They have today off. They'll return home to start a 3-game weekend series with the Orioles on Friday.
Jaquez trying to get free. Jaquez takes it, fires a three, won't go. Rebound Highsmith, fakes, brings it back out. Hero fakes, his three-pointer, it's up, it's good. 1-point game with 0.3 seconds remaining, ball knocked loose, and that'll do it. The Heat arguing that there should be time on the clock. The Heat players talking. Tony Brothers says no, the game is over, and the Sixers survive.
Philadelphia held on for a 105-104 win at home over Miami on Wednesday night in the 7-8 play-in game of the Eastern Conference. The Heat had as many as a 13-point lead in the third quarter, but Philly fought back, outscoring Miami 66-53 in the second half. Joel Embiid had 23 points and 15 rebounds to lead the 76ers. They wrapped up the number 7 seed, and they'll face the second-seeded Knicks in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. The Heat have one more opportunity to make the playoffs, though. Host the Bulls Friday night for the number 8 seed. Chicago had a few problems in a 131-116 win over the number 10 seed Hawks Wednesday night as Kobe White had a career-high 42 points to lead the Bulls. For a full look at the NBA play-in tournament schedule and the playoff bracket, visit NBA.com. Finally, in sports, Raptors forward Jante Porter has been banned for life by the NBA. Porter allegedly bet on games, passed on information to gamblers, and claimed illness to influence a wager. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said in a statement, quote, "There's nothing more important than protecting the integrity of NBA competition for our fans, our teams, and everyone associated with our sport, which is why Jante Porter's blatant violations of our gaming rules are being met with the most severe punishment," unquote. Porter's played most of his professional career in the G League, but the Missouri alum did play in 26 games this season for Toronto, averaging 4.5 points, 3 rebounds per game. You can read more about that story at NBA.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and 96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.